My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, the FBI finds Davin. So listen and enjoy.
I see your friends list doubles in a few days, with mostly single guys. And I'm not even on that page. What do you expect me to think?
Yeah, actually, really.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a bunch of bullshit right here.
I would be so pissed.
Fake Davin is not happy.
No.
Nor is real Davin, for that matter.
Well, real fake Pip is annoyed for fake Davin. I'm confused.
That's it's you know, it's like I say, up and down, up and down. One minute, oh, well, it could be love. If she's that much in love with you, why can't you go on that page and be friends on that page?
I don't know, John.
And she's adding guys. And then she's sitting there that it's not a big deal. If it's not a big deal, why can't it be the friend on the page?
Yeah.
Now, she might go in saying that she's special, he's special, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to be one of the ones that are lopped in there because what we have is special. Oh, horseshit, of course. But
yeah.
Nobody can feel that way about him. So I go. Always works out badly for me in these stories.
this segment, yes.
Yeah, most
things
certainly
aren't
is.
That good.
No, these are not good.
I mean, things have been going pretty good for the past month.
Fake Davin's not pleased. What will Fake Davin do? I go, because I have feelings for you. I see your friends list double in a few days with mostly single guys.
Double with single guys. I'm just going to sit there and go, oh, what are you going to let me go? Really? Really?
I go, what do you expect me to think? She goes, don't think anything, because I'm not planning on talking to any of them. I go, okay, I believe you. Like a typical Mugu would say. Like a typical victim would say.
Oh, yeah.
How come you've not been talking to me for the past few days?
Yeah, where'd you go for 4 days?
She goes, I didn't have money for airtime. I used the little I had on me for things for Kasha and her food. Also for her medicine and other things. Did you think I was avoiding you? I kind of thought you were leaving me. You were mad at me. I saw your activity on your page. You never invited me to the page. Where is where you have your loved ones? And you were not around. I didn't contact you because I figured you were moving on. And in my heart, though, I wish it's not to be the case. I thought you were better off without me. She goes, so is that another way of saying I should leave? I go, I told you last week you're better off without me. You did not want to leave me. I am happy to have you as mine. Selfishly, I want you. She goes, I'm happy to hear that. I go, okay. So I guess I should tell you a bit of what's been going on and how my attitude has changed and what caused it. You ready, Pip?
Yeah, I'm braced.
She goes, okay, I'm all ears. Hope it's not stressful this time. You following the plot, sister? It ain't going to be sunshine and roses. she goes, okay, I hope it's not stressful this time. I go, the thing with Ishmael is something I have known about for some time.
Oh, boy.
I've been working to get answers. Who did it? Did he do it, or was he just being used by a scammer? I wanted to talk to you about this on the vid chat because I knew it would get heated between us, which it did. I was not accusing Ishmael. After talking with you, I believe it is a case where his name was taken, as was yours, and Agnes, etc.
More Kool-Aid, sir?
No, thanks. I've had a gallon.
So as I told you, the FBI has taken an interest in me.
Oh, boy.
When you travel to foreign...
Name is Brown Cotton.
And he's as real as this is. When you travel to foreign countries alone, you show up on federal radar, which is true. Add my work, which you have not known trying to get down to these scamming problems, and you have somebody they want to get to know.
Oh.
Well, the FBI has a way of finding you whether you want to be found. I was coming home Saturday night after my show and filled up my car with gas, which is where they appeared and clarified what before was just an interest, and now it was more they want from me.
Oh, so you're saying that they were at the gas station when you were filling up your car?
I am indeed.
Oh.
They're the FBI. They have ways of knowing.
Oh, that's creepy.
I had to send a fee for the conversation, but it worked out fine.
Stupid's gassing up.
I know.
His devil's jacket on. There's a guy climb across the street. There he is.
Couple of guys come
Stupid
over.
Stupid cowboy hat on. Yeah.
Couple of guys come over in shades at night.
Yeah. Didn't know Yosemite Sam was a Ranger. Devils fan. All right, go get him.
Now he's off. Varmint.
That's great.
Anyway, so you distracted.
Sorry.
So they appear and clarified what before was just an interest, and now it was more they want from me. She goes, who is that person? I go, they told me they know all about you. About us. At first, it was like a kick in the gut, because I've spent months hiding us for self-preservation. Then I go, which person? I get really white and scared. Then I felt relief. It felt good for somebody to know about what we have. They asked me all about you. I told them everything I know. Everything you told me. Everything.
I'm getting scared and I'm not even involved in this, and this is fake.
Remember,
and I'm like, I'm creepy.
Remember, I've got her real phone number.
Yeah.
I got her real name. I got her real address.
But yes.
With the FBI and the, you know, and if they're savvy, the way the FBI has been handling these crimes, it seems like they could care less about it. So if she's savvy to what's going on here in the States and the regard for these scams, she might go, that's nice, you know, the FBI. Who is it, Hoover? You know, and I'm not saying it in a facetious
FBI
manner.
FBI is a red flag for them, unless they're playing the part. Because, you know, on occasion, the FBI does work with these other countries and things get done.
Okay.
I go, they would find out anyway, but I thought it better I told them.
I totally gave you up, honey.
They asked me if I trust you. I told them I trust you with my life. Because remember last week I when I was going after her with this thing, I go, you need to tell me because if you don't, I might die. Mm. Do you remember that now?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what I was telling about the FBI?
Yeah.
Like, I can protect you, but you need to tell me everything. My life is at risk here.
Yeah. Lisa says, there are surveillance fees.
Funny. Funny, Lisa.
Lisa for the win.
Funny.
Trucker Tom says, he gets really white. Well, no shit.
Lisa for the win.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.